You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, Jasmine Shamsuddin here, and in the studio, in our Women's Hour, I have Joy Entry from VenusBuzz.com. Welcome to the show, Joy.
Hello, thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, VenusBuzz.com, what is this all about? I'm seeing it everywhere. It keeps popping up on Facebook. Do you want to join? I noticed, I joined, all right, eventually, and I noticed that half the people there were guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Facebook for you.
There you go. But yeah. What is VenusBuzz.com all about, Joy?
Venus is essentially a platform for women. It is a very society-based Asian website for women. It came about really with, women always tittling and tattling about, you know, staff issues, you mm-hmm. know, their husbands and their children and stuff like that. And a group of us sat down one day and we decided that there wasn't a relevant platform for women mm-hmm. of that sort, and we decided to build it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how it was conceived.
Yes.
So how many members? I mean, you have to join, right?
Yes. Essentially, you have to register on the website, and then you are able to use
the forum,
the features, and stuff like that. There isn't actually a forum currently.
Okay.
But we've also removed the register mode for comments, so you can now comment without having to register, and we're finding that the response is a lot better that way, lah.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think people don't want to waste time these days, you know.
They don't want to have to
and fill out a form, you know, and they realize that a lot of people abuse the database and then, you know, mm-hmm. give it to corporations to use, and then that's when you get your mobiles beeping and your emails, you know, getting, you know, blasted all sorts of newsletters and stuff like that. Yeah.
So why have them register in the first place? What are the benefits of that?
We are doing a lot of events related specifically to women. Mm-hmm. So if you are on our database, you will of course receive invites. We try and give away a lot of freebies like makeup and stuff for mummies. And if you are registered once again, then you will
have a chance to win all that good stuff.
Mm. Correct.
Okay. Something so like that, what are Malaysian women actually looking for when it comes to a dedicated web portal just for them? I mean, especially we haven't had one in Malaysia. I think this is probably one of the first ones.
Yes.
What are the people, visitors to your website looking for?
I think Malaysians in general, there's a trend, you know, for controversy, you know. Everyone wants to have a say and have a go at a certain topic. And with a website like this, where your anonymity is protected, you can hurl remarks and comments at each other, of course, within a reasonable, you know, mm-hmm. limit. But controversial topics that are gender related, for example, talking about sexual abuse or child abuse, parenting issues that people don't really want to speak about in the open, is then, you know, discussed in Venus very, very openly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't obviously been to the more controversial forums. I've got to register now, especially now that I know I can get a freebie. I noticed, because I clicked on the family and parenting segment, that you have quite a vast number of contributing writers. What field are these writers from?
Okay, a lot of our writers are actually other moms out there. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you will find the occasional article from an expert. We work quite closely with some of the experts out there. I can't actually...
off the top of your head?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of the articles are written by the moms themselves. So it's first-hand experience-based tips, you know, or, you know, a mom writing about an incident she had with a child and then how to remedy a cold, for example, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So it's very personalized, lah.
Okay, that's good. Now, based on your experience, what are the pressing parenting issues that you currently feel should be highlighted? Can you give us some examples?
Okay, I think that there are many, many, many issues. You're a parent yourself, you know, especially in their growing years. Irel, my son, is 5, or just turned 5, you mm-hmm. know. And I think that one issue that is relevant to me and a lot of other moms out there is the issue of pressure. I think that a lot of parents these days, you know, are watching Watching the neighbor's kid, you know, to see where is he at school, you know, where is he at? Is he reading already? Oh, this kid reads at 2, mine has to read at, uh-huh. at you know, 1, you know, or something of that sort. And I think that what is not being realized here is the fact that it, you know, it takes a toll on the child. I'm very for good education for children, you know, and mm-hmm. and you know, all the best things in life that you can give them. But I also believe that they need to also be given the freedom to smell the roses, you know,
go and be kids.
Yeah, you know, go out and climb the trees, you know, like uh-huh. we did when we were kids, or play in the rain, you know. Uh-huh. And the pressure doesn't just extend to the education or the academic sector. I think it also works as well at home, you know, what the child eats, you know, what the child plays with, you know, the kind of programs the child watches in school, you know, at home, you know, on TV. Mm-hmm. And I think children just need to be given a break and allowed to be children, lah.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, yeah.
That's the thing closest to your heart.
It is,
I suppose. How different, let's get back to the stuff on Venus Buzz. How different is your content when you compare it to other online family portals, for example?
Okay, we have a trend of very snippet style articles, meaning they are very short and concise, very straight to the point. We realize that women, especially moms who are working and then they have to go home and, you know, feed the kids and bathe the kids and stuff like that, they don't have time to go through a 4-page article mm-hmm. like you would find in a print magazine, for example.
Yeah.
So our articles are very short and sweet. It's straight to the point. You can update yourself with what's new in town very, very quickly. There's a new article every day, just in the parenting channel. And then we have the other channels. They are new articles every day there as well.
Yeah. So what other, besides the parenting stuff, what else do you have?
Okay.
I noticed there was a glam one.
Yes, there is. We have Glitz and Glam, which is fashion and beauty based. So you get your press releases there. You know what's new in town or what to look out for next month when you're going to the beauty counters. And then there is home and health. So that obviously touches on a little bit on the home and how to, top tips of how to stay healthy, especially mm-hmm. in the comforts of your home once again. Right. And then there is pregnancy and parenting, which we are touching on. There is also Society and Support, which is a support channel where we try and work with other NGOs or associations related to women to reach out, lah. And then the final channel is Love and Life, where we cover topics, once again, relevant to moms, because you're talking mm-hmm. about how to deal with your husband when he's pressured at work or the economical situation. How do you save your money, or what's a smart way to invest, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah. And sorry. This is somewhat different from your work. I mean, you used to edit a very popular parenting magazine. How is that different from what you're doing now?
It is very different in the sense that being on live is interactive. It's a sensory experience. So there's your see, touch, hear, and feel. You know, there are, for example, there are videos. You know, you can watch videos on how to do a 5-minute makeover. You know, and then there are events on the ground. So we relate to you. We want to be able for you to come and touch us and feel us and know that mm-hmm. we're real. You know, women and moms like you lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are some of the challenges that you've experienced so far in this job?
I think it's in the awareness of how powerful the web is. Mm-hmm. I think not a lot of people are ready for how interactive a website can get, you know. So a lot of people still go to their print, they're still willing to pay 10 ringgit for a magazine, you know. And that there lies the challenge for us, you know, trying to get people to log on and interact with us, meaning they don't just log on to read, they log on to write us articles as well, to mm-hmm. comment on our, you know, our issues and get involved as women.
Okay, if someone wanted to get involved as a contributing writer, do you accept?
Definitely. Yeah. We are... When we first started off the website, it was in a blog format, so women would just write in, and we would get tons and tons of emails, you know, women writing in on issues, you know, issues mm-hmm. that were close to their hearts. And then eventually we decided to take the blog format off, so now it has more of a or it's more controlled by the editorial team at Venus. But you can still write in. You can write to the editor. Editor at venusbus.com.
Yes.
And then what happens is we publish your articles.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, do you get paid for?
No, you do not. A lot of our writers are pro bono, believe it or not.
Oh.
They are writers that just want to be heard. A lot of our writers also write under pseudonyms. So once again, the anonymity factor is a big thing for us, lah. Okay. They want to write and say hurl an insult at a man, for example, or say, you know, how it's not right to let the women take out the trash every night and cook and clean the dishes. And then they write under a pseudonym, that sort of thing.
Oh, they shouldn't be scared of saying it like it is.
No, they shouldn't.
Okay, why do you feel women should explore venusbuzz.com if they haven't already?
I think that it is very important as women to sort of build a community, which is once again our goal here, you know. A community where we are able to reach out to each other. So if there is a need for something, we can say log on to Venus and, hey, you know, there's a friend, you know, who lives down the street and she does cupcakes and I need cupcakes for a birthday, for example. And then there are, of course, the bigger issues out there. If, you know, a friend is raped, where does she go to, you know? She can log on to Venus. We have just recently, in conjunction with International Women's Day, launched a comprehensive directory of women's help organizations. And there you will get a link to their website, contact details, addresses and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's very important for women to stick together and to spin this web, you know, and sort of keep everyone, you know, protected.
Yes. Well, and what events are coming up soon for fans at Venus.com?
We have a Bumps and Mums weekend at Bangsa Village coming up. This will be held on April 4th and 5th, a weekend. This is done with the Fit for Two people.
Deborah Lee.
Yes. Who is a pro at prenatal and postnatal exercises. So we are doing a weekend specially for moms and babies. And then on May the 1st, we have the Ibu Family Bazaar, also in Bangsa Village.
Oh, okay. Bangsa
Village is Bangsa Village is our venue partner. So a lot of our events you find will be held there. And then June 6th to 7th, there will be another mother-child event at Bangsa Village. So as you can see, we're big on the mummy baby type events, lah.
Yeah. Is it because the editorial team are all mummies?
No, I'm the only mummy there.
Oh, are you really?
But no, I think we realize that mums are the ones especially who need the support, you know. I think for me as well, starting off with little if no support at all was very tough. But we realized that, you know, if there's a group that a mom can click with, you know, with children in the similar age group, you know, that it helps the journey, lah.
It does,
you know,
doesn't
so we
it?
Yeah, so we definitely want to do our part.
Okay.
There. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joy, for coming on the show
thank
and telling
you.
Us a little bit more about venusbuzz.com. If you haven't checked it out already, go online now and take a look, sign up, because you never know if you're going to get a freebie. Yeah, thanks. And right now on BFM 89.9, this is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Free Fallen on BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.